I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Damage estimates are around $1 billion after Tropical Storm Agatha tore through Guatemala. The storm, coupled with a volcanic eruption and earthquake a day prior, left the country reeling. However, Steve Watson of Global Aid Network says they took action. Two more food crates are en route, meaning 40,000 more meals.
The food and the clothing has been such a blessing. They could respond immediately. And the people are just so grateful that we are there. The government is doing all they can, but they can't do enough.
More importantly, they're sharing the gospel. Next, as a result of ethnic violence that broke out between Uzbek and the Kyrgyz in Kyrgyzstan, thousands of people are on the run. Food for the Hungry's Emergency Relief Unit is currently determining the best way to help the hundreds of thousands of refugees that have fled to Uzbekistan. Relief will likely include food, hygiene kits, and temporary shelter. Pray for Food for the Hungry's decision, especially as their presence will also provide the hope of Christ to many. And as pressure comes down on foreign missionaries to Russia, the Russian church is picking up the slack. Avant Ministries, which focuses on training Russian nationals, is training nationals to lead the church. Avant's Jack Elwood says that training is empowering the church as the pressure increases.
It's also helping them to realize that when there's significant opposition, often there's something important behind it. And so many times people realize when there's a cost to pay for truly identifying themselves as a Christ follower, it somehow begins to purify and motivate the church in a whole new level.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You may be going through trials in your life right now. Are you praising God through them? MNN wants to help you do that with Shannon Wexelberg's new CD, I Have a Song, with your gift of any amount. Just call us here at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.